Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100s Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Philadelphia Eagles. So if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100s Football, and of course, our podcast with over 1,000 plus episodes with daily uploads, thanks to you by the Believe Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Go over there, check us out, and be sure to leave a review. And if you have an idea for an upcoming episode, please drop a comment and we will put it into our schedule. So let's get into it. The Eagles 2022 team preview. 2021, not the best year, not the worst year. 9-8 record overall, lost in the wild card game, 15-31 against the Tampa Bay Bucks. So they are hoping to come out swinging this upcoming season. Let's talk about their free agency and how they have done in that regard. So looking at some of the guys who are no longer on the team and will be playing in new colors and new uniforms this upcoming season, we've got gentlemen such as Steven Nelson, who's going to the Texans, Jannard Avery going to the Steelers, Nate Herbig going to the Jets, Rodney McLeod going to the Colts, Alex Singleton going to the Broncos, and Hassan Ridgeway head over to the 49ers. But looking at the guys who are coming over, some brand new additions for this team, we got Jaquiski Tartt, the safety from the Niners, coming on over. We got Kaiser White, the linebacker from the Chargers. Zach Pascal, the wide receiver from the Colts, is moving on up. James Bradbury, the cornerback from New York with the Giants, is moving on over to the division rivals. We've got Hassan Reddick, the edge rusher from Carolina. Jimmy Moreland, the corner from Texas, from the Texans. And perhaps the biggest one, A.J. Brown, the wide receiver from the Tennessee Titans, is coming on over this upcoming year. And looking at this team, looking at their draft picks, their coaching staff, they're looking really good, I think. So you've got, of course, A.J. Brown, who I mentioned at the wide receiving position with Zach Pascal. You also got Jalen Reagor, Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins, Greg Ward, just to name a few. I mean, that's a very good, very deep wide receiving core right there. As for the O-line, you got Mulata, Dickerson, Kelsey, Samalu, Johnson to round things out. Very good line there. Your tight end is Dallas Goedert, of course. Your quarterback, Jalen Hurts, has a lot to prove this upcoming year. We'll see how he can do. And your backfield, you have Miles Sanders and also Kenneth Gainwell behind him. So looking good there. On to the defense, though, where this team is really going to be good, I think. So you have Brandon Graham. You have Fletcher Cox. You got Javon Hargrave, Derek Barnett, Kaiser White, who I mentioned, T.J. Edwards, Hassan Reddick, Darius Slay, Anthony Harris, Marcus Epps, James Bradbury, and Avante Maddox to go along with some of the guys who they have drafted and also some just amazing depth pieces they got. Josh Sweat, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Kyron Johnson, just to name a few. I mean, this is going to be a scary defense and probably one of the top five this upcoming season. And looking at this team, looking at the schedule for the Eagles this year, they have a week one. They are going up against the Detroit Lions, followed by the Minnesota Vikings. They got the Commanders in week three. I think those will be some solid games. Week four, you have the Jaguars. Week five, the Cardinals. Week six, the Cowboys. Seven, you're off. Go enjoy yourself in Philly. Week eight, you have the Steelers. Week nine, the Texans. Week number 10, you have the Commanders. 11 is the Colts. 12 is the Green Bay Packers. Week 13, the Tennessee Titans. Week 14, the New York Giants. Week 15, the Chicago Bears. Week 16, the Dallas Cowboys. Week 17, you got the Saints on New Year's Day. And if need be, week 18, you got the New York Giants. So this is a team who I personally think is going to be the front runners in the NFC East. When you look at all the teams around them, the Cowboys, that, you know, they did good last year, they haven't improved a whole lot. The Commanders have made a few additions, and the Giants as well. But I think the Eagles have really made the biggest leap in terms of this offseason and into the next few years. I think they are looking really good. This is their prime spot to get things going and to become the top team in the NFC East. I think they can fully do it. I expect 10-plus wins for sure. I think they'll win the division, and I think they can have a deep playoff run in 2022, barring any injuries, of course. So I expect big things from Philly in 2022. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Like I said, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100s Football. Our podcast available every day to listen to, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. On Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you have an Alexa or a Google Home device, just say, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 100s Football, and it will. The powers of technology are amazing, am I right? So go over there, check us out, leave us a review. And once again, if you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode, please drop it in our comments and we will put it into our rotation for some upcoming episodes, because we do anywhere from 15 to 20 plus episodes per week on amazing football topics like team previews, player profiles, interviews, history specials, player profile. I mean, there's just a ton of football content covering your favorite teams, players, coaches. So, and if we haven't covered them, like I said, drop a comment. We will get to it in the very near future. I've been your host today, Logan Lewis. Have a tremendous weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on a lot of episodes of 100 Football Sports Talk Radio.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.